President Bush is on his way home after a two-day visit to China. Before leaving Beijing today, the president spoke on American values at Tsinghua University. He also visited the Great Wall, where he told reporters, "The wall's the same, different country." It was a reference to the changes in China that have taken place since his first visit in 1975, when his father was head of the U.S. liaison office in Beijing. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
By turns preacher, salesman, and civics class teacher, George Bush laid out the American dream today in China. In front of Hu Jintao, the man tipped to be China's next president, Bush told several hundred assembled students that he wanted to set the record straight about his country. Many Chinese young people have become increasingly anti-American in recent years, feeling that Washington throws its weight around internationally. President Bush was at pains to stress that America is a peace-loving country. It's not like Hollywood movies, he said, but a nation that's about values, about family, and most of all, about faith.
America is a nation guided by faith. Someone once called us a nation with the soul of a church. This may interest you. 95% of Americans say they believe in God, and I'm one of them. Faith points to a moral law beyond man's law and calls us to duties higher than material gain.
In a pointed comment in the light of recent criticism of Beijing's religious policies, Bush added that freedom of religion is not something to be feared, but welcomed. But in keeping with the spirit of cooperation of the whole visit, he generally chose to lay out his values by praising America rather than directly criticizing China.
Life in America shows that liberty paired with law is not to be feared. In a free society, diversity is not disorder. Debate is not strife, and dissent is not revolution. A free society trusts its citizens to seek greatness in themselves and their country.
Bush spoke of the bright path ahead for the world's most populous nation as it continues to open up economically, socially, and politically.
China is on a rising path, and America welcomes the emergence of a strong and peaceful and prosperous China.
In the question and answer session afterwards, Bush ran into some trouble, though. The subject, Taiwan. A student asked him why he always talked about peaceful resolution of the Taiwan issue and never about the peaceful reunification of Taiwan with China. Bush avoided answering the question once, but the next student pressed him on the same issue. The question and answer session ended to warm applause, but those streaming out of the auditorium, like PhD student Zhang Lixin, made it clear they weren't happy with Bush's answers on Taiwan.
It's a good speech. But some question, he didn't give us the clear answer. I want to hear him to see Taiwan is one part of the People's Republic of China.
But 20-year-old English language student Wu Weiwei said she had got a lot out of Bush's speech.
As the whole step of opening up for China, there are more opportunities for us to contact to the outside world. And I think to meet with President Bush face to face, we can understand better and more, get more knowledge. And besides, we learn from the books or TV programs.
President Bush will be pleased to hear that. The U.S. relationship with Beijing has shifted onto a friendlier footing, with Chinese support for the war on terrorism after September 11th. But it's clear Washington still has work to do to win over the hearts and minds of ordinary Chinese people. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.